It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
On Friday, February 21st, USDA released their February cattle and feed report. Of course, this report gives us an idea of how many cattle are in our feedlots at the beginning of the month, how many were placed the preceding month, and what marketings were for the preceding month. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the numbers for this report.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
Friday, USDA released their February cattle and feed report, and this report was a little bit friendly to the cattle markets, mainly because of placements continuing to be a little bit less than anticipated. Looking at the numbers for the report, on feed came in at 99%, which was as expected by the trade. Placements came in at 102%, which is 1% less than expected by the trade. And marketings came in at 101% of a year ago. That was also 1% less than expected by the trade. When you look at the weight breakdown of the cattle going into the feedlots, the under 600-pound category was down by 10,000 head. 6 to 699 was up 5,000. 7 to 799 were up 30,000. 8 to 899 were up 6,000. But we saw no change in the 9 to 999 or the above 1,000 or a high heavier weight group. In all, we placed about 31,000 head more cattle in our feedlots than the previous year. But that was still less than expected by the trade. And when you look at the state breakdown, you can see kind of where the void came into play. Colorado numbers were down by 5,000 from the previous year. Kansas's was up 60,000. Nebraska's were up 30,000. But Texas was down by 50,000 head, and that tells us that we're not seeing as many of the Mexican cattle cross the border as what we normally would in this time of year. So that was a little bit friendly to the marketplace. The expectation of possibly tariffs coming back into play against Mexico added to it, because that might also slow down the inflow of cattle coming from Mexico, as, of course, if the tariffs get put in place, that will raise their prices by 25%. So overall, the fact that supplies continue to get tighter, cash continues to be a little bit stronger, we are seeing slowdown in as far as the slaughter chain speeds are concerned. That's a little concerning in this marketplace. But right now, cattle do have a few more friendly things going for them than they do bearish.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.